Prayer 101, something there about the thing Prabhupada said that it, but I want to try something new. Namely, that you live your lives, ordinary lives, and the society where you live, don't have to move anywhere. It's like to an old set of course I remember. Including moving into a temple or ashram. Which then, of course, was done anyway. And because I would analyze it like this, Vaishnavas differ from Advaita, monist or Buddhist, impersonalist, whatever, mukti seekers, whose only path to mukti is renunciation, giving up all these illusory relationships and forms and all that. But for a devotee, those are rather, those relationships are what existence is about. That's what bhakti is. Which means you can just go on living life as you do, but be Krishna conscious. And of course, Prabhupada said, straight and clear in Nectar Devotion, that being Krishna conscious, always thinking of Krishna, never forgetting Krishna, is the principle that includes all other principles. And when you think about it, if you are Krishna conscious always, never forgetting Krishna, then you don't need any other principles, because then you're being in the right way, you're doing the right thing. All the mercy, all the kindness, all the honesty, all the Vaishnava qualities will come to you. You will automatically become sattvic, so to speak. Automatically be liberated, because you will act on the platform of the Atma, Atma, Brahman, Paramatma, Bhagavan, so liberation is included. Therefore, we could even argue that this emphasis on ascetic, renounced life like that except for, of course, those who are sannyasis on that stage of life where it's just about bhajan or sankirtan or japa and or writing and no time for anything else.